is time to discover something about Marshalltown. Actually, maybe a lot of somethings, because Val Ruff brought a regiment with her today. I mean, there are one, two, three, four, the five guests. That's not a record, though.
It's a record for experienced Marshalltown.
Okay, for that, yeah, because I think you did fell short. I think we probably had all 13 Rose Queen candidates in here last week.
Oh, well, we can't hold a candle to that then.
Well, no, but you've got five guests, so take it
away. We do. So today on Experience Marshalltown, we have, like he just said, we have a lot of guests here today. We got five folks that are joining us, and we're going to be talking about a special event that's coming up this Saturday. And so I'm just going to run through the individuals that are sitting here with us. To my left, I have Joe Carter, President and CEO of Marshalltown. We've got Joe Tiernas, Clayton Bowers, Callie Judkins, and Dylan Neal, and they're going to tell you what their role is in this special event as we go through the show this morning. So, Joe, I'm going to go ahead and ask you, tell us a little bit about how this special event even came about. I'm not even going to share what it is, because I'm going to let you guys say what the special event name is.
Fantastic. We've got the Solar Car on the Square, an event on the Marshalltown Courthouse Square this Saturday, June 24th, running from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And this started roughly 2 months ago. One of our controls engineers, Joe Tiernas, he was on Team PRISM while he was at Iowa State getting his electrical engineering degree. And Joe got us the opportunity for about five or six of us from the company to go over to Iowa State and see how Team PRISM was doing with their solar car. And I got to tell you, 2 months ago, they were working feverishly, trying to put all this stuff together, all in preparation for the World Solar Car Challenge in Australia this October, and bigger yet for their unveil on June 2nd, and then for the Sun Run of 2017, running through all 99 counties. So Joe gets us a chance to see this car in action, and we had seven young Iowa State students who took us around that day for 2 hours, gave us a huge presentation. And if these are the sort of millennials that get to run our universe from here on out, I'm on board.
Great.
Just what an absolute energetic situation. I drove over wondering why I was going, and when I got there and was part of this whole situation, I said I want to take a bigger part. And so Marshalltown, our company, has devoted a lot of time and effort over the last 2 months, really the last 5 weeks, as we focused on being a host for Marshall County, Marshalltown, on Saturday for the Sun Run, the last day of the Sun Run. So it's going to be a big deal. So Joe gets us in there and really made that happen. And so I'm wondering if Joe might tell us a little bit about his experience at Iowa State and part of Team PRISM and what that past of Team PRISM really looked like.
Sure. So I joined the team in 2012, sophomore year. So I was part of the team for the last 3 years of my college career. When I joined the team, it was probably, 20 people on the team? Really small, very devout group that just knocked out a car. We used to create actual race cars, so a single-seater, very uncomfortable, really fast and efficient, though, and we have done really well in competitions in the past with those cars, so we figured we might as well step up to the next level. So from there, they've created a, I don't know if I should go into talking about what the car is, but it's a four-seat, more comfortable, a lot better car than we used to drive in, a completely different level. So going from the American Solar Challenge to the World Solar Challenge is just a complete level, different level of competition there.
But Joe, you're being way too modest, because Iowa State, in the 28 years that they've been putting these cars together, you as part of those teams, 2 years ago you graduated and started to work at Marshalltown Company as a controls engineer. But prior to that, when you were there, Team PRISM was still one of the top in the country, racing on this continent in many of the challenges. And did your team ever win one of the races here in the United States?
Yeah, we won FSGP. I don't remember what year. 2015. So the last year I was in it. should remember that. But
yeah, I mean, we got to be Iowa State, from what I understand, it is probably one of the top five in the country. Michigan gets an opportunity to University of Michigan gets an opportunity to build their cars, but they've got all the help of Ford, General Motors, all those sorts of folks in Michigan that help them. The guys in Stanford get the opportunity to use all the Silicon Valley folks. This car, Team Prism, made by Iowa students right here in the heart of Iowa. Do we have a big car company in the in Iowa?
No.
Oh, that's right. We don't. Do we have, you know, all the Silicon Valley folks here in the state of Iowa? Oh, that's right. No, we don't. So you guys are making it happen. These young students, even in your day, were making it happen to make put Iowa State on the map as a huge solar car.
For sure. Yeah.
Congrats on all of that, you guys. That's amazing. You know, and like you said, right here in Iowa, I mean, we have a lot to be proud of, you know, with Iowa State and all the great work that you're doing and representing our state. So thank you for doing that. So do we want to jump to Dylan? So Dylan is with us. Dylan, I'll let you introduce yourself and tell the listeners what your role is and what you're up to this summer with the solar car.
Sure, I'd love to. Thank you. So my name is Dylan Neal. I'm one of the presidents and project directors for the solar car team on campus. So kind of like Joe mentioned, I joined the team about 4 years ago. Joe was already a member of the program at that point. I was new, I was fresh. I came into Iowa State and I said, you know, I want to do something different. So, and I said, you know, I want to go into renewables. I want to go into this, you know, advanced, you know, technology manufacturing, because I knew that was what Iowa State was doing. So I really saw the opportunity for myself and then all of my colleagues really to do something different within that program. So I went on a race, which is called the American Solar Challenge, where we traveled from one state to another. So we went from Texas to Minnesota that year, you know, about 2,000 miles in this car. And then that car received about third place in that competition. And then that really inspired, you know, me to even get further, you know, involved. And so kind of like Joe said, we won a national championship in 2015. And you know, as Joe was saying as well, you know, a lot of these innovations, these winners, you know, it's from Michigan or MIT or Stanford or, you know, some of those big names that people just throw out. And so we're truly putting Iowa State on the map for these kind of, yeah.
Good for you. Okay, we need to take a quick break, and we'll be back with our second segment and the ISU Solar Car event.
Meet in the middle. Hi, this is Val Ruff, Executive Director of the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau. You know Marshalltown's central location makes it the ideal location to plan your next business meeting, convention, or reunion. We can provide sample attractions and group tours, offer welcome bags, and we have a grant program to offset some of your conference expenses. Planning a tournament? We know sports. Marshalltown can handle your tournament or competition. We are host to swimming competitions, boxing, soccer, track, volleyball, softball, baseball, gymnastics, bowling, and we boast a very popular disc golf course. Our free visitor's guide is available at our office at the Fisher Community Center, or it can be downloaded from our website. The guide is loaded with information on dining, attractions, recreation, shopping, lodging, camping, and entertainment. Located in the middle of Iowa at the intersections of Highways 30 and 14, Marshalltown is easy driving distance for anyone in Iowa, so meet in the middle in Marshalltown. The website is marshalltown.org/visit.
Central Iowa weather. Here's your 1230 KFJB forecast from the Weather Eye Weather Center, powered by weatherology.com. Partly sunny skies will continue through the day today with high temperatures topping out in the upper 80s, a southwesterly wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. Rain showers and thunderstorms likely tonight, lows will dip down to the lower 60s. And that's your forecast. I'm 1230 KFJB meteorologist Nikki Latola. Right now, it's 74.
News Talk 1230 KFJB 843, and we're talking a solar car that's, if I'm not mistaken, they're going to do this when they go to Australia. They're going to do this in the outback. So we could, maybe that'll come up a little bit later on, but Val Ruff and all of her guests, take it away.
That was a great lead-in, Mike. Thank you for that, because we ended the last segment with Dylan, and we're going to start this segment with Dylan, and he's going to tell us a little bit about the Sun Run and what that might entail.
Sure. So the car that we built is a four-passenger car, and it's literally the game changer. So it's absolutely revolutionary. No team in the nation has ever built a car that has four-seaters, and we're only the second team in the nation to even have a multi-passenger solar vehicle. And we're the first team in the world to have a rear window. So what we're going to be doing is taking this across the water all the way to Australia. So we're going to be racing across the Australian outback against top competition from top universities around the world, from the Netherlands, Germany, Japan, China, Australia. And we are truly going to go there and show the innovation of what Iowa holds. And so as part of that and display of this vehicle, we have been traveling to all 99 counties in the state of Iowa. And so it's our mission to not only change the paradigm of, you know, transportation and technology, but it's also to inspire, you know, future generations. Because if we want to make a technological revolution, we want to educate the community. We want to inspire the next great innovator of our time. So that is truly what Sunrun is dedicated to. So the Marshalltown event is basically one of the last events of that Sunrun, and it's going to be absolutely spectacular. So
the last and the best.
Yes.
Yeah.
Entirely.
Anything else about racing through the Outback that we need to know about?
And so,
what's the date on that? Because, you know, I don't know if we can, how do we follow you? I mean, can we follow you guys around?
So we have a website. So if you go online and you just go into Google and you type Iowa State Solar Car, we should pop up.
Okay.
So you'll be able to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, through our website updates as we travel across the world.
Great.
So everyone will be able to follow our progress as we travel across the Outback, where we're sitting, you know, when we're in first place and when we actually win the World Solar Challenge.
That's awesome. I have goosebumps. I'm already cheering you on. I'm going to be following you. It's like, go Iowa, right?
Exactly.
Go.
This is going to be awesome.
It is. So, Joe, thank you, Dylan, for all that great information.
Yes, thank you.
And we're going to be cheering for you here from the state of Iowa. We're so proud of you guys for all the work you're doing. And Joe, so we need to talk a little bit to the listeners. We've given them a lot of great information about the event, about the solar car, but let's talk a little bit about what's going to happen Saturday.
Absolutely. On this coming Saturday, June 24th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., we'll be on the courthouse lawn in Marshalltown, and utilizing the entire square, the perimeter of the courthouse. I'd just like to give a shout out to all the folks at Marshalltown within our company who have done a phenomenal job. Val, I know you've given us a bunch of help. Jenny Etter for the
some of the logistics.
Exactly right, and doing all that stuff. That group has been phenomenal. But our folks internally, we've had videos that are out. If you go to marshalltown.com/solar, you can see our event website that we've got. If you get on the Marshalltown or the Facebook page for this event, you'll find that as well. But we've done the electronic billboard on both sides on Center Street. Quentin Becker, one of our graphic designers, has just done a phenomenal job getting an ad into the Times Republican. We've got some of these beautiful flyers and posters that have been posted up all over town. Clayton Bowers just did a video of the event. For the event, he's done a couple of them. One that made me look spectacular, and trust me, I don't look spectacular, but when he gets done with it, it makes me look spectacular.
It was a great video.
It is, and so we've just got some phenomenal stuff going on that morning on June 24th, and so if I can, I'd like Clayton first to talk about what's going on in terms of bands, because he's the guy who's done all the video work and getting us prepped, and he's doing all that with the sound system and the band. So Clayton Bowers, our videographer at Marshalltown, would you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, absolutely. So for the time frame that we have during the event, we're going to have three bands playing. We're starting off the morning with some nice indie folk acoustic music from a man called Dan Tedesco. He's pretty popular around the Des Moines metro area, and I've seen him a couple times. He's excellent. After that, we will be having the actual Prism solar car presentation on the stage, which will be awesome. I'm excited for that. And then after that, we will be followed by the Brazilian Twins. And I don't make the claim that bands are going to, like, get nationally famous much, but I think these guys can, because their stage presence and just sound is so unique and fun that I don't see how they couldn't get popular. And then to finish off the events with bands, we'll be having a band from Iowa City called Half Loves, and they're just incredibly talented. They take rock to a whole new level while still combining synthesizers to give you kind of that old Steely Dan feel, but still modern day. So I'm really excited about all three bands. All three of them could sell tickets for their own shows separately, so having them all together is just...
That's so really exciting.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't have an event without music, right? So you guys are really... You've topped the charts on that. So I want to thank you for bringing them in. So funny story. So yesterday somebody called and said, what time does Dan Tedesco play? And we're like, we're digging through our stuff. And we're like, I'm not really sure. We know it goes from 9 to 1. So thank you for sharing kind of that lineup with the listeners. So if there's somebody specific they want to get there in time to see. And so anything else that you want to share?
Yeah, for those people who wonder, we've got the solar car driving on Main Street from 3rd Street to the Courthouse Square at 9 a.m.
That's a parade.
With a little police escort. Cy will be there walking with the car as well. We thought that'd be a great way to introduce the solar car. And then Dan Tedesco will be on stage at 9:30.
Okay.
And then the other big piece that Clayton has brought for us is we've got a Jumbotron that's going to be next to the band shell. It'll be playing some videos. That will be how we display the presentation that Team Prism is going to do at 10:30. And so that'll be doing some community videos. If you haven't seen the I'm a Bobcat.
That's a great video.
If you haven't seen the Marshalltown, Vision Marshalltown, sorry I said that wrong, Vision Marshalltown videos, we'll have those being played. There's just going to be a lot of fun stuff that we're going to do besides that. But then Brazilian Twins play at 11:15, and then Half Loves will play at 12:15.
Perfect. So we had to take a quick break. We'll be back with our final segment of Experience Marshalltown, and we're talking about the Solar Car on the Square event that's taking place this Saturday.
Meet in the Middle. Hi, this is Val Ruff, Executive Director of the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau. You know Marshalltown's central location makes it the ideal location to plan your next business meeting, convention, or reunion. We can provide sample attractions and group tours, offer welcome bags, and we have a grant program to offset some of your conference expenses. Planning a tournament? We know sports. Marshalltown can handle your tournament or competition. We are host to swimming competitions, boxing, soccer, track, volleyball, softball, baseball, gymnastics, bowling, and we boast a very popular disc golf course. Our free visitor's guide is available at our office at the Fisher Community Center, or it can be downloaded from our website. The guide is loaded with information on dining, attractions, recreation, shopping, lodging, camping, and entertainment. Located in the middle of Iowa at the intersections of Highways 30 and 14, Marshalltown is easy driving distance for anyone in Iowa, so meet in the middle in Marshalltown. The website is marshalltown.org/visit.
The Marshall County Relay for Life is being held on June 24th this year from 4 to 11 at the Marshalltown High School track. There are lots of different ways to participate in the Relay for Life. You can be on a team, you could buy a luminaria in honor of a loved one, register as a survivor, or you could be a sponsor. You could also simply come out for the day and be part of the many activities going on. All money raised goes towards cancer research and other support programs such as the Hope Lodge, which provides a place to stay for patients, caregivers, and family when receiving treatment in Iowa City. And the resources supported by our Marshall County Relay are used locally as well. In 2016, over 150 free night stays were provided to Marshall County residents through Hope Lodge. For more information or to register, email marshallcountyrfl@gmail.com or go to the Facebook page Marshall County Iowa Relay for Life. The Marshall County Relay for Life, June 24th. Come help us fight the good fight.
News Talk 1230 KFJB. It's 8:53. Take it away, Val.
Thanks, Mike. So today we are on, if you're just tuning in, we have a group here from the Marshalltown Company, and we're talking about the Solar Car on the Square event. And wow, what an event. These folks have really gone on and above to bring us a spectacular event this Saturday. So if you're looking for something to do, I would definitely recommend that you come down to the Courthouse Square. I mean, you can come down and have a great time from 9 to 1. So we're going to jump back with Joe Carter here, and we're going to share some more details about the event.
That'd be great. We just got done talking about the bands and the presentation. I'd like to turn it back over to Joe Turnus to talk about some of the other events we've got going on.
Sure. We also have a car show and shine there, so bring your cool cars. Should be plenty of space. We got a whole bunch of areas blocked up around the courthouse to park the cars, so it should be pretty neat. But we're also have these toy solar cars that kids will be able to build. We'll have some solar car members there, hopefully, to help build those with kids or whoever else wants to build them.
Yeah, fantastic, Joe. I mean, I think you're expecting over 100 cars for the car show. And we'll have Main Street and First Avenue blocked off to be able to show that. And then these little mini solar cars that fit in the palm of your hand but are so cool. They can. We'll have a little track. We'll be able to run those down the sidewalk to the courthouse. And then Callie Judkins, Marshalltown HR administrator, is with us today. And her and Clayton Bowers have worked feverishly, I guess I'd put it, to get all these vendors. Callie, would you tell us a little bit about what we've got going on there?
Yeah, so we have about 26 vendors that will join us on the courthouse lawn. A couple of those vendors include things like jewelry. So we have Paparazzi Jewelry will be there. We have things like the Faux Fox Studio. A lot of local vendors here in Marshalltown that have stepped up and joined the event. We're really excited to create that market feel and get some of these names out there. We're also really excited about our food lineup. So we have some food trucks coming to town and making an appearance on the courthouse lawn. So Maria's Tacos will be there, a fan favorite here in Marshalltown. Macubana from Ames, serving fried mac and cheese, pork tacos, all kinds of fun things for street food. We also will have Miss Molly's Jamaican Patty from Des Moines, very popular down in the metro area. And then we are joined by one of our favorite ice cream trucks in the area, the Outside Scoop, along with Forget Me Not Bakery will be joining us for some coffee and rolls in the morning. So we're really excited for that community to support to join us on the lawn.
Something to please every appetite.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Really, so just come out.
Early in the morning,
exactly.
All the way through lunchtime.
You can just eat through the whole morning.
That's exactly what it's all about while you're looking at stuff.
While you're looking at stuff and being entertained and watching the Jumbotron. I just have to say, I am so impressed about having a Jumbotron. So thank you for making that happen. Anything else in these last few minutes that we want to share about the event? You kind of want to recap for the listeners?
Well, center stage is going to be the solar car. We don't want to lose that focus, even though we're going to have a lot of other things going on. So we'll have the prime spot right on Main Street, right out front of the courthouse. And there'll be an opportunity to touch, feel, see the car, as well as an opportunity to take a ride in the car around the courthouse square. And then maybe I could finish off with Dylan. Would you tell us a little bit more about the Australian Outback race?
Definitely. And then also, you know, I'd like to send a thank you to everyone who has helped create this event. It's truly going to be magnificent. And, you know, just on the last touch, but the car itself, we're excited for people to actually see and touch and feel, because the goal was to make a practical car. So, you know, it's not just something that's super uncomfortable that you get in and you drive. You know, it's something you can go to the grocery store and you can go take it to work. You can go pick up groceries. So the actual race itself in Australia, when we're racing across the Australian Outback, is going to be in October. So October 8th through the 15th. So you can follow us by looking up Iowa State Solar Car and following all our progress.
Great. Thank you for that update. So 1 minute, Joe, take it away. You want to run through the lineup and just give people the details, and if they are just tuning in and they need more information, where do they go?
Yeah, if you go to marshalltown.com/solar, you'll be able to find our flyer, a video, whole story on the event. But it's Saturday, June 24th. Courthouse Lawn, Marshalltown, and we've just got some huge events with some great bands, solar car presentation, opportunity to ride in the car, eat all sorts of food, and just really have a great time enjoying a community event. And then I'm really hopeful, even though as the car drives off at 1 o'clock and heads for Newton and the Iowa Speedway, that people will want to stay in the community, enjoy the other restaurants and other options to shop. As well as, you know, our bike pass, go to Grimes Farm, all the many things that maybe you just want to take in a movie because it'll be hot, go to the aquatic park, etc. Just a great day.
Okay, thanks a lot. Thanks to Joe, you and your team for putting on a spectacular event. Looking forward to it.
Thanks for having us on.
And again, that'll be Saturday here in Marshalltown from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., and it looks like the weather's going to be good for it as well. Speaking of the forecast that's coming up next, then not ABC News, then Kilmeade and Friends. Enjoy your Thursday, everyone. Central Iowa weather.
Here's your 1230 KFJB forecast from the WeatherEye Weather Center, powered by weatherology.com. Partly sunny skies will continue through the day today with high temperatures topping out in the upper 80s.